Blog Talk Radio.
Charlene, how you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me. Some you, Cal Chamberlain. Good to see you too, my favorita. Mi favorita, Cal Chamberlain. Mi favorita, Stacy Yvette White, holding it down for the D all day, every day. Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? Power Monday, all up in your area. Power Monday, all up in your area, and I'm feeling good. I had an all right day. You know, nothing to write home about, but I didn't have any disappointments, no real hiccups. Everything was all right. Everything was okay. You know how we do, where we stay, and how we play. Hey. It's the Daily Dip. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts of Daily. Go get a business show. Power Monday all up in your area. And we're talking about, where do you draw the line of respect? Where do you draw the line of respect? Where do you draw the line of disrespect? Has somebody ever acted like they knew you when they didn't know you and started acting all Joe familiar and getting out of pocket? Now, the way that they may have been acting may not have been out of pocket if they only knew you a little bit. But it's like they took the liberty of treating you like you was fam when you barely had an introduction, and you ain't feeling that, you know, because there's a trust factor that you get into when you deal with friends and strangers. Stranger danger, baby. It's stranger danger. It's stranger danger. Don't be coming around me like you know me like that. Case in point. Case in point. Some people have a work name and some people have a nickname. Your nickname is your nickname. That's your street name. That's the name that your mom or your dad or your brothers or your sisters or your favorite auntie or uncle may have given you from the time that you were a child. And that's what everybody started calling you. Around the way, you know how it go. It's Pooh. It's Boo. It's Booby. It's Tink Tink. It's, you know, I don't want to say Ray Ray and all that because I never grew up with a Ray Ray. But we could get into a Ray. Whatever the case may be, you had a street name. Around the way, that's what everybody called you. When your mom calls you in the house, if you was in trouble, you know how it goes. She would say your full name. She would say your full name. Jason Aaron Alexander. You knew you was in trouble if your mom said all three of your names. Like, this ain't good. There's no ghoul. There's no ghoul. But if you wasn't in trouble, or if your mom just didn't, if your mom just wasn't the type that yelled out your whole government, she would call you by your nickname, but she would say it aggressively. Yo, Skeet, Skeet, get your ass in the house. Skeet, Skeet, got to get his ass in the house. So your street name is Skeet, around the way. Your street name is Junie, around the way. Now, we know that Junie stands for Junior, and they called you Junior because you were the junior of your father, same name as your father. Maybe your father was the same name as your grandfather. Whatever the case may be, Junie, you know, that's your street name. Your name is not Junie nowhere on your birth certificate. So people who know you, people who grew up with around you, people that you know, people that you trust, people that you cool with, people that are cool with you, they call you Junie. Now, all of a sudden, somebody at work who doesn't know you, but who knows somebody who knows you from around the way, all of a sudden, you go to work, and they like, hey, what's up, Junie? Sorry, my name is Greg. As a matter of fact, my name is Gregory inside here. I don't answer to no Junie in here. Junie don't work here. Gregory does. It may not be that it was such a big deal, but he didn't know you. And you might be the type where you like to be sure of where somebody knows you so you know how to address them. You know, and this was a big deal back in the day because coming out of the 60s and 70s with the gang, when gang warring was going on, it was important that you knew who knew you and who you knew and where you could go and whether it was safe or not. It may not seem like a big deal for people who never experienced that, but that may have been a big deal for you. Nonetheless, there's no place for Junie at the job. Don't call me that, my man. You're not at all offended by somebody calling you Junie, but not here. Not here. I don't need these white folks knowing my street name. Simple as that. So somebody who you didn't know crossed the line of disrespect with you. Like maybe they didn't mean to cross the line, but maybe they did. Maybe they knew. Maybe they knew that it wasn't sweet like that, and that's the reason they did it. Huh? That's the reason they did it. What's going on, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill? I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. It's always good to see you on the Power Monday. It's true. That's why we're here. Let me sit here. Yeah. Narso says, I would grin if somebody recognizes me from the hometown. Yeah. What's up, D. Hudson? How you feeling? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through. But yeah, so, you know, sometimes people will get too familiar. When you're like, nah, I'm the type that kind of likes an intro. I like to be introduced to people that I meet. I don't like to just, you know, it's not like if I went on a date, I'm going to start pulling down my pants in the beginning of the night as if I'm so 100% sure that I'm going to get some at the end of the night. If I did that, you wouldn't think that that was cool. So why do you think that it's cool for you not to know me or not know anything about me for real, yet you are addressing me as if you are one of those people who I grew up with? It's not going to happen. We're not doing that. So that might not seem like a big deal to some people, but to other people, it might seem like a big deal. Like, no Junie here. Junie don't work here. Skeet don't work here. Boo don't work here. Pooh don't work here. They don't work here. Nah. You gotta work your way up to Junie, Ray Ray, Pooh, Booby, and Junie, Ray Ray, Pooh, Skeet. You gotta work your way up to that. See, it ain't like with white people. White people be naming their kids nicknames. Like, what the fuck is a skipper? Like, your name is what? My name is Skipper. Skipper, Flipper. Like, that's not a real name. Yeah, it is for them. Our names be like Arthur. And our nicknames don't be Art. You know how it is. Black people name be Arthur, and they nickname be something like Troy. Tell me I'm lying. Like, wait a minute. Well, why did he be calling you Troy? Your name is Arthur. People felt like Arthur was too long. It took too long to say Arthur. Like, when you think about it, it's hard to say Arthur fast. Arthur. Arthur. It's only two syllables, but it takes a while to say it. Like the name Miles. Even though Miles is one syllable, it takes a while to say it. You can't be like mouse. Miles. It takes a while to say it. Miles. You know, it ain't like Keisha. Like Keisha too. Keisha. You can say it fast. Miles. It takes about a minute. I mean, it takes about a second or two. Arthur. So yeah, no, everybody thought that Arthur was too much of a nerdy name, so they start calling me Terry. You know, it's shit like that. It's shit like that. You know what I mean? So, okay. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world is going to see me, some you, yeah. And Emily Dunlap is in the house on the Instagram side, coming from the southward. Narso says, my son's mom tried calling me by my nickname. Didn't sound right. Okay. All right. Carol says, I have a family nickname, and if you aren't a close relative, you wouldn't know it. I doubt if anybody here knows it. You know what I mean? We would have to be around somebody that called you that shit. Be like, your name is Carol, but they called you KK? Your name don't start with a K. I'm like, yeah, but they like KK. Well, how did they call it? Where did they get KK from? Like, it's a long story. You wouldn't understand. I just want to know where they get KK from. Okay, back in the day, Tasty Cakes, you know, they had these things called candy cakes. You know, it was like it had peanut butter in them and all that kind of stuff. And I really used to like candy cake. So, you know, people started calling me Candy Cakes because it's, you know, started K, candy started with a K and so did cake. So I used to eat candy cakes all the time. So they started calling me KK. KK is short for Carol. KK is short for Carol. All right. There you have it. All right. Grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I said grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I said grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I'm glad you came through and you know that you're the And I see my girl Cherry Cherry's in the house of Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman Dana Jane was famous, Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman Dana Jane was famous. What's going on, Dana Jane? It's the name. T.K. Wright says, we often give our kids a nickname that represents their personality or time or our middle name. Yeah. Now, I don't know how somebody's nickname as a baby, I don't know how their personality was Pooh or Boo. And it's funny because I knew so many Boos and they were all men. Then when people just started calling their girlfriends or their boyfriends Boo, I was like, Boo? From around the project, Boo? Black Boo or light Boo? Fat Boo or skinny Boo? No, I'm talking about my Boo, my love, my girl, my man. Not, that's your Boo. What happened to Boo? What we gonna do about all the Boos? I've known DJ Boo. MC Boo? No bullshit. All right. Ansel Jones says, I took making Sergeant dead serious. The people that didn't like me said I remember you before then. I left the fuck at home to give you how you feel. Yeah, you was a sergeant? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's what's up, though. All right. Cal Chamberlain says, you just trying to find my nickname. No, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I got my own nickname for you anyway. I don't care. I take the liberty of scratching out people's nicknames and giving them my own. You know what I mean? And it'll stick. So, let me see. Grits and Wavy says Boo or Boo Boo. I've known both. But normally it was just one Boo. Yeah. Yeah, like a Boo Boo is like a mistake or something your mom said that she wasn't like that or the fool. You know, like boo-boo, you know, you must think I'm boo-boo the fool. Dude, yo, speaking of boo-boo the fool, do white mothers ever accuse their children of thinking that they stupid? Like, do white moms be like, you must think I'm boo-boo the fool. You must think I'm boo-boo the fool. Do they? It don't seem like white moms ever get offended when their kids lie to them or try to play them out. Is it just a TV thing? Even the white parents that I've known. I never hear white moms being like, I ain't one of your little friends. Speaking of little friends, do you ever hear white parents be like, see, that's the problem nowadays. Too many parents trying to be their kids' friends. Trying to be friends with their kids. Do white parents say that shit? I'm not saying that they don't say it, but I don't hear it. Now, granted, I'm not around a lot of white families. I don't be yummy. But for y'all who got a lot of white friends, grew up around a lot of white families and stuff like that, do they? You know? Do Miss Lori, do Miss Lori be like, you kids must think I'm Boo Boo the Fool. I'm not going for that. Do they? It seems like white parents just take it on the chin. Oh, he lied to me. Oh, she lied to me. In the black family, we get an ass whooping for lying. Like, yo. It's not good to lie. We don't want you to start off on the wrong foot. So you're going to have to get this ass whooping for lying. Because you must have thought I was Boo Boo the Fool. All right, anyway. In the black family, though, that's kind of like crossing the line of disrespect. You know that it's disrespectful to lie to your parents, you know, thinking that they stupid or that you got the mental drop on them and whatever. It's disrespectful. And you are crossing the line and you will be called on the carpet, almost literally, for lying. Cherry Cherry says, my mom used to call me Stinkweed. I like my new nickname, Dana Payne. Stinkweed. But there was, I knew a Stinkapoo. I knew a Stinkapoo growing up. A Stinkapoo. Him dead now. Crystal Wavy says, yes, white women who grew up around black people. That's all? Okay, all right. Listen, my stepmom was white. Now, I'm sure that my baby sister lied to her sometimes about something. She couldn't have been but so clean. Yeah, after all, she come from my dad. You got to get dusty. But I don't remember my stepmom. Mm-hmm. My stepmom ain't trying to be, she ain't trying to be black. I give her that. She's like, nah, I'm white, straight lace. Y'all just going to have to be mad at me. I'm white. Yeah, I like black men, but that's about it. Okay. Carol says, no, they just say, Johnny, don't say that. It's not nice. I don't know what y'all talk about. White people invented child abuse. So everybody wasn't playing it down like that. They invented adult abuse too. All right. TK Wright says, white moms do get offended. I have seen it up close. Okay. All right. All right. Now, I have to admit, I didn't bear witness to that. You know, for all the things that I've seen, you know, I mm-hmm. And so Jones says, it's just a TV thing. I know a lot of them. Exactly. There you go. Dinky, Pookie. Okay. Okay. So, all right. Crossing the line. All right. Let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it. Make sure that y'all hit the like button and share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel, yo. I said hit the like button. Yeah, hit the like button. Yeah, hit the like button. Yeah, hit the like button. Hit the like button. Share the show and subscribe to the channel right now. That's it. Get down. It's the DG Show. Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm Southern752 and my name is O. All right, y'all. So, all right. Let's get into it. Crossing the line. What is crossing the line of disrespect to you? Peace to and shout out to Sucre Jetoi, Sucre JTX. What's going on, Ms. JTX? How you feeling, my? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming through. It's always good to see you. All right. So, yeah. What is crossing the line of disrespect for you? You know, because it can be a lot different for a lot of different people. You know what I'm saying? Like, what might offend me as far as being disrespected might be different for you. But when we talk about disrespect, that's one thing. When we talk about respecting boundaries, that's a whole different kettle of fish. Because respecting boundaries leads to feeling disrespected. But it's because of a specific thing that should have been understood by both parties or all parties involved. Like, you know, all right, for example, different people have different things that they will allow to be done around their significant other, whether it's your spouse, your man, or your woman. Now, let's say you have a girl and you have a best friend. Talking to my brothers right now. You have a girl and you have a best friend. How far can your best friend or could your best friend go towards, you know, talking to your girl before they really cross in the line? You know what I'm saying? And the reason I ask that is because it's different for certain men. Like, I've seen some men allow their best friend to flirt with their girl. Like, oh, I see you over there looking kind of, yeah, I mean, you got it going on. And I'm like, that may not be so bad, but to the next man, he would probably already know not to do that. Because you know that your man, like your boy, you know, he the jealous type. He don't like nobody, you know, all up in his girl face. He don't like that. So if you do that, it's going to be a problem. I am Shanee. What's going on, Shanee? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through. So, yeah. So, yeah, but I've seen dudes that will let their girl openly flirt. Or their man openly flirt with their girl. Like, uh-oh, I see why my man with you is blah, blah, blah. It's like, yo, what you doing? Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't want to plant the seed. You don't want to plant the seed in your man's mind that, you know, you be checking his girl out. That's crossing a line, I think. But some men might not think nothing of it. You know, but I think that's a little disrespectful. And to your man or your woman, that might be disrespectful if you openly flirt with somebody else. You may not think there's anything to it, but I've seen arguments over that shit. Like, you all on that nigga dick, you know what I mean? You all up in his face and all of that shit. You be tripping. I wasn't in that nigga face, and ain't nobody on his dick. You, what you talking about? I don't care about that motherfucker. You know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, you saying you don't care about him, but you was all up in his face. And you crossing the line. You disrespecting me. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to, you know, feel some kind of way when I walk into a room because motherfuckers really think that they could talk to my girl any kind of way. And it's hard to defend somebody who doesn't want to be defended. If she thinks that she's not in any kind of danger or whatever, how am I going to defend her? If she's all right with that, then she's crossing the line of what our relationship means. Like, what you talking about? Yo, I'm going to have to get a new girl. This ain't going to work out. You know what I mean? Crossing the line of what's acceptable as far as interaction with the opposite sex in front of your man or your woman, your significant other, whatever. Nah. Yeah, there can be some static. There can be some problems in that area. And if you know that your man or your woman don't like you doing that, but you do it anyway because you figure, well, they shouldn't be that way. Well, then you're just going to have to suffer the consequences. Because they told you that they don't like it. You know that they don't like it. You've seen it in action. That they don't like that kind of shit. But you're going to do it anyway because you figure that they just too jealous and this is going to be your way of rebelling against that. All right. Well, you're crossing the line, I believe. You're crossing the line. Yes, you are. You are crossing the... You're out of line, sir. You're out of line. Not cool. Not cool. Sucre says, no flirting. No flirting. No flirting. One minute face together. Okay, all right. Ansel Jones says... And so it says, a white teenager said something disrespectful to his mom on base. His mom told me to stand still because people couldn't see around me when she punched him in his chest. I didn't know white people punched their kids in the chest. I thought that was a black, I thought that was a black thing, you know, for boys around the way. Open, let me open your chest. Let me open your chest up. Open your chest. Remember that back in the day, y'all? You know, your old head from around the way, or your big brother, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You had to be able to take a punch in the chest. And then, you know, you always had a cousin or a little brother or somebody who took them getting his chest open personally. He wanted to start acting like he got asthma and shit. Open your chest up. Open up. All right. Boom. You can't open his chest up. He got asthma. You know the boy got asthma. How the punch in the chest going to activate your asthma? He did. You all right? Little man, you all right? Yeah, I got asthma, though. Oh, pussy. Shell made me take the punches in the chest. You know what I'm saying? Shell D the way gonna let me be no little bitch. Even though if I got into something, they would come running around the street, running around the corner. I'm like, oh. First it was cool, like, yeah. My sister, you know what I mean? After a while, I was like, oh no. Stay your ass around the house. No, I ain't gonna be a punk. I ain't gonna be punk Omar coming around. No. Yeah, I got this. I got this. I'd rather take the ass whooping. Short Hudson says, I don't apricot that that crossover flirting. Okay. No, I'm not saying appreciate. I don't apricot that. I think that's better. I don't apricot of that crossover flirting. I've seen that in so many friendships and so many relationships. I apricot you saying that. I apricot you coming through the show. I apricot all of you. I apricot you, Cheryl. I apricot you, Gary Wright. I apricot you, Cal. I apricot you, Chris and Wavy. I apricot you, my brother from another mother. Apricot you, North. I said, I apricot you, Ancestor. I said, I apricot you. Yeah, Sucre. Yeah. Cynic. I said, I apricot you. Yeah. Cherry. I apricot y'all of y'all. I apricot you, Emily. I apricot you. I apricot all y'all. The DG show, y'all. Show your apricotiation. Show your apricotiation. Come on, man. Cherry says, what? Apricot. Okay, Cherry says, I remember going to picnics when I was young. Hold on, man, my eyes is tripping. I remember going to picnics when I was young. And that uncle, hold on, what the fuck is my eye doing? Come on. Shit is jumping. Come on, I got to chill. All right. I remember going to picnics when I was young. And that uncle would say, I see you, nephew. Okay. I see you, nephew. Just little things like that to my date. Mm-hmm. Now, that means that the uncle, who is older, is checking out the little young girl. And now that's something nobody seems to really talk about. But I guess when you think about it, like, yeah, I see you, nephew. Now, it could be written off as, he ain't really talking about you. He talking about his nephew. He just glad to see his nephew getting his little, you know, sowing his little oats, getting his little heterosexual on, you know what I mean? You know, it could be that. It could be that. Or it could be that he noticed your ass. You just never know. You just never know. King Jack Price, are you jerk? Cheryl says, well, at least I got a song out of that. I apricot you saying that, Cheryl. You know how much I apricot you. Man, come on, man. Stop playing. Stop playing. You've been down since day one. She's my day one. So I show apricot you. Apricot you. Okay? God damn it. I apricot you. Yeah, right. Just leave her alone. You know what she meant. That was a Freudian slip that came from God. God. I have the power. Apricot y'all, man. For real. Word mother, for real. But yeah, man, you know, crossing the line of disrespect. Crossing the line. I mean, listen, it's one of those things that just like Cheryl said, and I apricot her saying it, yeah, those are some of the things that it can end a relationship that was a good relationship with the quickness. Because it's like, come on, man, you know, don't do that. Don't cross the line. Don't diss me like that. You're supposed to be my man. You know what I mean? We look out for each other. You know, we bang like that. You know, now a real friend would just go ahead and eat that. Like, yeah, you know, even though I feel like he should have let it go or not looked at it like anything because it wasn't anything. But I get it, though. It's all good. It's all love, baby. It's all love, baby. You know what I mean? It's all love, baby. But yeah, crossing that line when it's your man or your woman, don't cross the line. Neighbors, you know, sometimes neighbors can cross your line, especially like, okay, some people are cool with their neighbors, some people are aloof with their neighbors, you know, they don't pay them no mind. You mind your business, I mind my business, all right. But some people get really cool with their neighbors. You ever know somebody that moves on the block and tries to get cool with everybody on the block? You just moved on a block. You got all kinds of people on the block all up in your house and all of that kind of shit. And a lot of times when that happens, there's normally some kind of common bond involved. Like they smoke weed or they get high, you know, something like that. You know, because you don't know these cats on the block. Why you all Joe familiar? You know what I mean? You know, black people really, you know, I'm not saying that we're antisocial or less than neighborly, but we are, they're boundaries. We don't be trying to, at least the ones I've known a lot. We don't be trying to get too familiar too soon. You know, especially when it comes to our homes, you don't just be letting any old body up inside your crib. Because you know how it is when you black, you don't be wanting everybody to see what you got in your house. You know what I'm talking about. Anybody who ever had their house broken before, you know, you get a little, no, I'm good. You know, niggas. Niggas, we mastered the art of moving in the house after it gets dark, that type shit. You know, the moving van don't pull up until like 11 p.m. We start unloading that bitch from 11:30 p.m. to the a.m. So you can't see what we bringing in there, you know? You know, we black people be acting like we loading aliens and shit. We got Area 51 equipment going into the crib. Ain't nothing but some TVs and stereo equipment, video equipment, electronics and shit. But we don't want people to know. You might be bringing in that nasty-ass pissy mattress from the last house. You know you're supposed to get a new mattress when you move into a crib. But can't everybody can't afford that. Or maybe that mattress has sentimental value along with the piss. Like it's piss and cum in that mattress. There's sentimental DNA in that motherfucker. I'm never getting rid of it. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna be around and desert you. All right. TK Ray says, your eyes are making you pay for those darn apricots, sucker. I said, dance, sucker. I said, move, sucker. I said, dance, sucker. I said, move, sucker. Oh, what's up? Rasul Gatzer, what's up? I mean, he said this came down my live feed. That's what's up, Rasul Gatzer. Is that my man? Is that my man? That might be my man's in them. What's going on? Narciso says, my grandfather made me get the big head when he said my prime date looked like Jane Kennedy. Oh, shit. So her husband says, that was me texting and driving. It could have been worse. No, you did it right. You did right. Show no shame. I apricot you. Carol Thomas, no problem, Cheryl. We got your bag. Okay. She got it right, to Cheryl, and raising my fist like LL at the end of his I'm Bad video. Ah, I'm back. Okay. Angel Jones says, I had a friend get in a fight and lose. I ain't got a problem with the guy that beat him up. It was a fair one. Yeah, well, no doubt, Rasul. That's interesting what you spell that. Rasul. Cool. Okay. Carol Simmons says. Okay. Narciso says, speaking of neighbors, unless it's a barbecuing holiday, we might be allowed in somebody's house, like the basement. Yeah, it's like, but you're not going to do that too. Like, you're not going to come on the block. I mean, it's nothing wrong with moving on the block and, you know, establishing yourself. Like, hey, how y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm new on the block. This is my family, kids and all that, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all good. But all of that. Yeah, you know, I don't know you from a can of paint, but you know what? Since you live here, I'm living here. Let's start drinking beer, smoking weed, wife swapping, making sure our kids get into arranged marriages and all that type of shit. You know what I mean? Let me get into your business. Let me see your tax portfolio. You got a social security number? Y'all all do, right? Let me get those. I'll give you mine, too. You want me to fax it over, or should I just text it to you? But by the way, let me get all your numbers, the kids' numbers, everybody who got a cell phone, let me get a number. You know, just in case we see anything crazy happening around here, we can give everybody a call and everything like that, you know. And look, you need a spare key to my crib? You know, spare key to my crib and my car. You know, my car got automatic start, so if you see me start my car from my house, and you can just go in there and warm up if you outside and you cold. Just jump in the whip and, you know, warm up or whatever, or cool off, however it go. Oh, damn, man. By the way, your wife got a fat. Ooh, I see why y'all been together. Oh, shit. Okay, you doing a damn thing. Oh, man. I'm about to get this PlayStation 5 for the kids. Anytime your kids want to come over, you know, they can come over and play with it. They can take. Yeah, look. We get money. So your kids can come over and steal some of the games that I got for my kids. Ain't nothing, man. You know, love is love. We good, baby. Like, we ain't nobody, like, black people, we ain't doing that. You know, we neighborly right up until you start crossing the line like you know it's like that. Like, soon as something like this happens, yo, he hooked his water hose up to our faucet in front of the house. He don't have no water hose on his joint. But the neighbor, he washed his car with our water from the water hose. You know, we got the hose bibs, the faucet right in front of the crib. You know, that we water our lawn or wash our cars with or fill the kids' pool up with. And he just used it to wash his car. He ain't ask. He just did it. We be cool. right up until some shit like that happens. It's like, yo. Who is it? Yo, it's Terry from next door. Oh, all right, here I come. Hey, Terry, what's going on? Ah, man, ain't nothing, man. You know, listen. Yeah, you know, my wife was telling me that you used a faucet in front of the house to wash your car with earlier today. And we use it. You know, we pay for that water. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't mind you using it, but you know, at least ask us next time. You know, don't do that. By the way, give me back my fucking vice grips that we fix your kid's bike with. I need my vice grips back. Give me my fucking vice grips. And it'd be the end of a potentially good relationship. That did it. You know how it is. Je Trois says it's hard getting the Wi-Fi password. Yeah, the Wi-Fi password. Yes, water ain't free. No, it's not. Never mind the fact that there's a bell. No. Some things you gotta knock for. That's the warning shot. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. It's the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. We are talking about crossing the line of disrespect. What is crossing the line of disrespect? That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Shirley Show Husband says, When I was in a truck club years ago, they used to call me Sparkles. When I moved to West Philly, some guy heard an old friend call me that and tried to call me that the next day. I kept walking. That's what I'm talking about, Cheryl. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you don't know me. There's no Sparkles. See, so to some people, it might not sound like nothing. It might not sound like a big deal. Like, well, I mean, that's what people call you, right? I just, you know, I'm trying to get to know you. I know you a little bit too. That's why I ain't know you was gonna get mad about me calling you Sparkles. No, I ain't mad about it. I'm just not gonna let you call me that. You don't know me as Sparkles. When I'm only called Sparkles in one place. So I know if you call me that, I know where you coming from. You start calling me Sparkles. Now I got two places where that's coming from. And none of those places are at home. So nah. The name I gave you is the name that you need to call me by. Like, yeah, a popular Philadelphia local comedian tried to call me Omar at the Laugh House years ago. I was like, matter of fact, he said, what's your real name? He's like, you know, why do we have to call you Sun 752? I said, you don't have to call me nothing. Really? But you're not going to call me by what people who know me call me, because you don't know me and I don't really like you. You don't like me either. So because you don't like me, you don't want to call me Son 752. You can just call me Son. You don't hear nobody else saying the whole 752. You don't have to do it either. But you're not going to call me Omar because you don't know Omar. You don't know. Omar don't tell jokes on stage. He might now, but he didn't then under any circumstance. No circumstance. Okay. Narsil says, I remember moving to one neighborhood where the kids would use different people's spigot for balloon fights. See, shit like that, crossing the line. You know, kids not going to ask for nothing. They just going to take what they want and whatever, and they haven't been taught any better. You know, they just, you know, and you probably, you know, you being from Ohio, you might have moved to one of those suburbs where, you know, they feel like, well, we're all neighbors and, you know, we look out for one another. You know, we share. Here, you can borrow my lawnmower. I ain't got no lawn. Well, here's a snowblower. It's the middle of the summer. Well, here's a leaf blower. Sheesh. Take an air conditioner. Whatever. Jeez, why are you so tight? You're so tight. Calcula says, that's when you have gotten too familiar with me. Says, the line of disrespect depends on whether it's friends or family, strangers. And even then, it would depend on the situation, because some situations earn a universal respect code. Mm-hmm. Aye. TK, right? Also says, tell Sucre that my neighbors stopped stealing Wi-Fi. Once I named my network FBI serve. Should rename my Wi-Fi. Okay. Ansel Jones says, I know I let you come over to watch the game. Can I bring a couple of friends? How much food you got? See, that might not even be crossing the line of disrespect. But see, when the friends get over, when they come over and they like put their feet on your coffee table or something like that, like. Dude, we don't even do that in the man cave. We don't even do that in the man cave. You about to suffer the consequences. You go over your man house to watch the game and get shot. And then you got beat up for bleeding on shit. No, you go outside and bleed. Ain't nobody shoot you hard. We ain't hit you with none of your vital organs. Okay. TK Wright says, how about white people with mixed kids seeing you in the hair care aisle, yucking it up with other black women? Then they try to join in and touch your hair like they are grandfathered in. I'm glad that God didn't make me a black woman, boy. Cause y'all in this touching the hair thing, boy, that shit. Woo! I mean, woo! Evidently it's a thing. And it's real. It's real, son. Carnival. Any of y'all ever go to Carnival? Wait, I'm taking my glasses off like I can see what I'm doing. All right, I'm buffering? Nah, that's you. That's you, Carol. TK Wright says, hi, Carol. Mine has the effect of keeping the cops and residents in line. Mm-hmm. I need to charge my Wi-Fi named Taki. Change my Wi-Fi name to Taki. Mm-hmm. No, so it says, I never grew up in any suburb. However, I was bused to schools outside my neighborhood as some integration program. Okay. TK Wright says, my oldest son had his friends over one day, and this one chick took her fucking shoes off and laid across my damn couch. I sat in front of her and grinned until she figured out that this was a bad idea. It sure sounds like a bad idea. Carol says, what is the fascination with black hair on women? I don't know. Emily says, you started buffering on both IG and YouTube a little. Stop lying. Ain't nobody buffering. Ain't nobody Anderson. Ain't nobody Bayerin. Ain't nobody Tylenolin. Ain't nobody Advilin, Aleven. Nothing. Yo. Stop trying to. You know what I mean? Y'all just trying to degrade my broadcast. And no, this is not a podcast. A podcast is taped. A broadcast is live. We are live and direct. Yeah. Homeboys, make some noise. Fly girls. All right. So, what the fuck? Boy. So, I tell you, boy. Crossing the line of disrespect. There's so many ways that you can cross the line of disrespect, but for some people, the parameters are different. Like what might be totally disrespectful in my eyes may not be disrespectful in the least in yours. But we need to get to know each other, communicate with each other better so that we can better understand how we can keep the communication between the two of us effective. Keep it cordial. We want to be able to like each other. We want to be able to be friends. Why can't we be friends? 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 He stole my Wi-Fi password. All right. Cheryl says, we apricot your buffering. Thanks. I apricot you saying that. Yes. Cal says, you were spinning, damn it. I was not. It was a culture shock. But it was the early MTV era. Yeah, man, you know, crossing the line of disrespect, you know, going back to the your man or your woman situation. Personally, even though I could, you know how like, let's say, all right, what y'all think it is? Let's say a friend of yours owed you money. They owed you money. And they owed you the money for a while, and it seemed like they was ducking you or bullshitting you, or they just wasn't paying you your money back. So you said, you know what? I'm going to go ask his wife for my money. Fuck it. You may know his wife. So you might know his wife. I was like, listen, Charlie owed me $150. Can I get my money? Like, even if you didn't ask her for the money, just going to tell her that he owes you money, that he lent you money, I mean, that you lent him money, and that you could, that, you know, y'all had a loan situation, he's not paying back. Would y'all consider that crossing the line? Should he just handle his business with his friend who he lent the money to and just kept it? And should he have just kept it between those two? Or was he right? Was he right
for, you know, saying, you know, he said, well, look, you owe me the money, so that's what you get for not paying me back. You ducking me. So now I went to a different source. Is that crossing the line? Is that crossing the line? No, so it says, I saw many a white boy with a black eye for using that word. Oh, yeah. Rasul says, you can't approach a man's woman about what he's doing. That's disrespectful in many ways. Rasul, I say that's crossing the line, too. I definitely say it's crossing the line. Honestly, now you fucked up that whole loan situation and you created a whole different narrative. That cat might be like, now I don't owe you shit. And I wish you would ask me for the money again. Because then I'm going to really be owing you something. But I know for a fact that cats have done that shit. You go, you know, they figured, well, he owed me, so they owe me. They married or whatever, they owe me. It's dead wrong, but people do it all the time. It's crossing the line. It's crossing the line. It's definitely crossing the line. And people do that shit. Taking a real chance. Now, Cheryl says, that depends on how the friendship is set up. Okay. Carol agrees with Rasul. Rasul says, if a man approaches someone I'm dealing with and what I owe him is now null and void. Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have done that. Because you've made it into a whole different situation now. I understand I owe you money and I understand you need it. But now I understand that you might not get it now. I was wrong for not giving it to you before. But now what you have done has kind of outpaced that 150. Now, if it was 500, if it was 1,000, yeah, they still going to owe you that money. But you might have still fucked that up. You might have fucked that up, though. You might have fucked it up. Yeah. But, yeah, crossing the line. When it comes to your wisdom, man, you know, your wisdom is your woman. And certain things that you don't do. Certain things that you don't do. Janet Wormley. Going all the way back to like the 1995. What's going on, Ms. Wormley? I used to see you on the 23 bus. Back in the day. Matter of fact, 94, 95, something like that. Carol Chamberlain says, if you enter into a contract with my man, and he doesn't fulfill that contract, then that's between you and him. I didn't enter that contract. That seems like a no-brainer to me. It does. Now, some people might say, yeah, but I might have lent him the money, and everybody know he on drugs, so the only way I'm going to be able to get the money back is if I go to his wife because she handles the money. So she needs to know that he owes because she's the payee. When he go to work, he gotta come and give that check right to her before he go get high. And I don't know about y'all, but I've known a few situations like that where, you know, dude was getting high, fucking up the money, so the woman took control of all the money. I've seen situations where the woman was right there on a Friday afternoon to pick up the check before he could get his hands on it. So he had to pass the check right over to her because he knew it was Friday night payday and he was going to get high and the rent was going to get fucked up. There wasn't going to be no food on the table or all that little craziness. She had to come through and regulate. To some people, they may say that that's crossing the line. Like, you know, that's his money. He worked for the money. She shouldn't be able to take that money off his hands. However, for the good of the order and for this household, it had to be done. He needs to provide for the household, but he can't provide for the household when he's smoking up all the money. He's stealing jewelry and shit. No, so it says seeing a friend's vehicle where it should never be. Show says, "Oh, I'm going to get my money one way or the other. I'm not a petty person, but I don't like to be disrespected." I hear you. Carol Singer says, "You knew he was on drugs too." Oh, that part, Carol. You listen, all that logic, all that logic that you spewing right now, you got yo. Pretty or petty? No. Yeah, she did say I'm not a pretty person. Fuck you talking about? What are you talking about? What your looks got to do with whether somebody owe you money or not? Hey, you need to get your life together, fool. First you writing apricot, and now you writing I'm pretty. We're supposed to be petty. They ain't gonna really be able to fly. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. If somebody owe me money and he try to act like he don't owe me, I'm gonna take it out that nigga ass for real. I'm not gonna be playing around with these mork ass busters. One time when I was just a shorty, motherfucker act like he owed me. I gave that nigga 5 packs of bubble yum and he was supposed to pay me back. That shit was like $1.75 worth. I bet you I got my shit. And when he tried to act stupid, I had to go up in that nigga mouth. Hey, I mean, I ain't mean to really hurt him, but I had to do what I had to do. He was trying not to pay me back. People in the playground find out that I'm taking shorts or letting motherfuckers ass bet me. And next thing you know, I'm getting my lunch money took. I ain't trying to have that shit. The old heads told me back in the day, handle your business, fool. And that's what I do. That's what I did. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I teach my sons and my daughters, don't let nobody get away with owing you no money. Hey, you can't get it out of their hands, you get it out of their ass. I bet you won't. They won't ask you to lend them no money again. Everything's going to be all right. Anyway, we about to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we going to skate on the body of this motherfucker. Hey, what's going on? Gods and Earths. Hey, the nation of gods and earths, that's my wisdom, baby. You know what I'm talking about. That's right. You file that 5% of shit right there. Yeah, that's my wisdom. And supreme mathematics, too, is wisdom. So my name is Sun 752. That's God, power, and wisdom. You understand that shit. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, freedom, God, equality, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. So, that's knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, freedom, power, equality, God, building, destroy, born, and cipher. Okay, sure. You need my wisdom. Well, if you driving, sure, you need to keep your hands on the wheel and stop trying to be typing and texting while you driving. You know that shit is against the law. Especially if you in Jersey. I hope you ain't go across the bridge. All right, y'all, we got some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people was born on this glorious. April 26th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about a business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special. S-P-C-E-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Robert Johnson. Happy birthday to you. And Helen Jones.
turning 50 years old today, 1971, bank. She turned a half century right now. You do the damn thing. Charles Smith turning 62 years old today, and Crystal Petty turning 58 years old, and Elizabeth Robert turning 25 years old. Do the damn thing, youngin'. And Scarlett FCO Martinez also turning 25 years old. What the hell are these youngins doing on my shit? Okay, Jania Holmes turning 52 years old today. Tiana Taylor, happy birthday to you. Cicely T. Farmer, she's a go-getter, turning 47 years old today. And Katrina Robinson turning 36 years old today. And last but certainly not least, my brother, my Aki, my man's and them, Rasul Salam. Happy birthday to you, Salam Lake boy. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. April 26th, anywhere out there in the world. Worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who white. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours and y'all. Hey, for real, hey. People be crossing the line of disrespect, and you just might have to bust a cap in their ass. And if it don't come down to you busting a cap, you might just have to bust a move. Sometimes it can be as easy as having a conversation with somebody to make sure that you set the boundaries and that the boundaries are set and clear. And sometimes you might just have to, you know, physically do something to make sure that you hammered your point home. Either way, keep the lines of communication open. Make sure that you drink your 40, you know, crack your brew, you know, smoke your weed. You if you want to puff the bud, don't blow the bud in somebody's face that don't even smoke, nigga. That's some disrespectful shit. I'll smack the shit out your ass. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. Listen, we're going to get up out of here. Yeah. Peace to all y'all. You know? Okay, what's going on? Sure, I was talking about something. Make me some, are you Popo? No, Popo some marks. They be tweaking. Get up out of here, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Hope y'all enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. All right, Blog Talk, we're going to get you up out of here. Say hi.